So good evening to all. Well, I am going to speak on some foolishness today. Because we want to look at the cross. And the scriptures tells us the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But to us who believe is the power of God unto salvation. I could understand why the Apostle Paul would say he is a debtor, both to the Jew and to the Greek. He said, I'm ready to preach the gospel. And he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. The gospel changed my life. Transform my life. It was a life that was bound for heartache and defeat. But I can say hallelujah. I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. I am satisfied with Jesus. And I hope you are satisfied as well. I want to read some scriptures. We want to go to the cross this evening. And we are going to turn to some scriptures and we are going to look at the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to turn to John's Gospel and chapter 18 and verse 13. And led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Verse 19. And the high priest then asked Jesus for his disciples and his doctrine or his teaching. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I even taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whether the Jews always resort. And in secret I have done nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I have said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Let us turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, and verse 1. And it tells us, and the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27. Chapter 26. And verse 57. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Verse 62. And the high priest arose and said unto him, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses against thee? And Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjourn thee, I put you under oath by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said, nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter Shall he see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power and coming in the clouds of heaven? Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now we have heard his blasphemy. We are going back to John's gospel. John's gospel. And reading chapter 19. We just want to pick up from verse 7. The Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was more afraid. And lastly, we just want to read Luke's gospel, chapter 23 again. And picking up from verse 4. Or we will just pick up one verse, verse 8. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracles done by him. Why I read all those verses? I read all those verses because we are going to take out something from every one of these trials the Lord Jesus went to. It tells us, Annas, he was taken to Annas first. And Annas asked for his disciples and his teaching. From Annas, he was taken to Caiaphas. And Caiaphas asked him the question, art thou the Son of the Blessed? Are you the Christ, the Son of God? And Jesus said, yes. Then from Herod, from Caiaphas, he was taken to Pilate. And Pilate examined the Lord Jesus, and he came back with a verdict. I find no fault in this man. But when he heard that Jesus was from Galilee, he sent him to Herod. And Herod wanted to see some miracles done. After, Herod sent him back to Pilate. Now we are going to the cross, because I want to link these trials, because we are going to see Christ placed on the cross. And a lot of us who have sat under the word, who have trafficked in things of Christianity, if I ask you this question, what is the teachings of Christ? Can you tell me? Can you tell me what Jesus taught? This was the question that Annas asked. I want to know your disciples and your teaching. When the Lord Jesus spoke about his disciples, you know what he said? A disciple is one who is instructed. He says, if you want to be my disciple, you must pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. This was what Jesus taught. He taught his disciples to be fishers of men. What are the teachings of Christ? And you ask, do you know? Could you tell someone what is the teachings of Christ? We are Christians. We claim to know Christ as our Savior. And there was this man who liberated India, Mahatma Gandhi. Who said, you know, if Christians follow the teachings of Christ, we'll turn this world upside down for God? Mr. Einstein said the same. If Christians walk in the truth of what Jesus taught, this world will see a different world. I know Christianity never came to change the world. It came to change people. It's Christianity, it's Christ, the life of Christ. And I tell you, it's a strange and endangered species at the moment. We have Christianity. But show me Christ. Show me the teachings of Christ. And the thing it tells us in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. He says, oh, excellent Theophilus, I want to expound unto you the things that Jesus began to do and to teach. It's in the book of Matthew. We read it. They quote it many places in the world. The Beatitudes. But in that very Beatitudes, you know what Jesus says? It have been said. It was said of old times. But he says, but I say the final message God has given is through Christ. He is speaking in finality and fullness. The teachings of Christ. Saints, this and friends, this is what we want today. We want to see Christ in boots. We want to see the teachings of Christ outlived and the teachings of Christ set forth, that we not only talking about it, but it's manifested. This is what people want. This is the gospel. It's on trial. We want to know your teaching. It's Jesus who said, should I give tribute to Caesar or not? They ask him, and he says, show me one of your coins. Who images this? Caesar's. Render unto Caesar's the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. It's Jesus who told us about the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's Jesus who brought that to this planet. It's the Lord Jesus who said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's he who said, I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. It's he who said, listen, I came not to be ministered unto, not to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many. That's the teachings of Christ. I don't have to be number one. I don't have to win. I don't have to be up front. No, indeed. But what I want is to have that spirit of Christ being manifested in my life. And when we look, we see young people, older people to a middle age, and we says, what is your life? And your friends ask you, are you a Christian? I say, yes. Where do you go? I go so and so. And they're looking to see reality. Reality. But then, with Caiaphas didn't ask for teaching. Caiaphas didn't ask for disciples, the followers of Christ. When we read in the book of Acts, you know what they said of Peter and John? They took note, ignorant and unknown men, but they took note that they had been with Jesus. I tell you, listen here, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Christ. But Caiaphas was the Son of God. Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus that people are talking about? Listen, you know what the scripture says? Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. The God who heavens of heavens cannot contain. The heavens declare his glory. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day after day uttereth speech, telling us how great, Indeed, he is the Creator. He became a man. And that's the revelation that God has given to us. Are you the Son of God? That question is profound. Do you know who's your Savior? Do you know who is our Savior? Indeed, it tells us in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. The Word was God. And it tells us the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten, with a Father full of grace and truth. Listen here. We are talking about the eternal Son becoming a man, having no place here to lay His head. And I think my salvation is cheap. And I think it caused the incarnation of the Son of God to come into this world, and the world rejected Him. He is on trial here tonight. We gotta ask, will you say blasphemy? Or will you bow before Him and says, what a glory? The scripture tells us, He's the brightness of the Father's glory, the express image of His substance. The Bible tells us in the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God. Listen, God is not invisible anymore. God has been fully revealed in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Show us the Father. And you know what He says? He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father. I tell you, listen saints, it make up your bow indeed before God and realize this great mystery. How this God indeed of eternity cannot contain. Was deigned to come into this world. And one of His creatures of His hands, looking at Him in His face and saying, blasphemy. Indeed, what you talking about? You're just a man, just like any one of us. Hey, listen. Angels were waiting His command. And you look at Him as He walked through this world. To Pilate. When they took Him to Pilate, Pilate says, hey, listen here, you could do what you want. But Pilate says, you know, it's not lawful for us to put Him to death. Well, I examine Him and I find no fault in Him. Pilate sent Him to Herod. And Herod wanted Him to do some miracles, you see. And I tell you, listen here. In the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 22, it said, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God by miracles, by wonders and signs, you have taken with wicked hands, have crucified and slain. You know, it was said in prayer at the brothers' prayer meeting. Listen here. Many waters cannot quench love. Neither can the floods drown it. All that man did, I want to see some miracles. Oh yes, they did. I want to see your work. Listen here. The greatest work that has been done in this universe has been at Calvary. Has been at Calvary. Why? You want to see miracles and signs? The Lord Jesus answered not a word. It says in the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. But when it comes to Calvary, when it comes to Calvary and your salvation and mine, indeed our deliverance from the enemy of our sins, enemy of our souls, and from the pit of sin, and bring us in, I tell you what the work has been done. It tells us, since we dealt with it a bit in the readings, why He loved you. Why he loved you? You think you're special? Yeah? You think you're special? Well, I will tell you this. Yes, you are. You are so special that God says, I'm going to give my son for you. The soldiers mocked him and sent him back to Pilate. Now, I'm going to, when it comes to Annas, when it comes to Caiaphas, when it comes to Pilate, when it comes to Herod, God give us a picture of these four men in Pilate. Because all of us, so on the cross, you know what was at stake? Your teaching. We will stop it. It is not going anywhere. Likewise, when it comes to the Son of God, we'll get rid of you on the cross. On the cross. Pilate, wash his hands. We are going to get to him. And also Herod, you don't want to do no work. All right, we'll show you. All of this is on the cross. And they took him to the cross and nailed him there. You know what this world is saying? Listen, the teachings of Christ, we don't want. Well, you have to make a decision, you know. All of us. Do you want to be a Christian? I'm not talking about Christian nation. Do you want to be a Christian? And I'm saying Christian because in this country, everybody's a Christian. And you ask, I was in the hospital. They asked me, what is your religion? Christian, Muslim, Hindu, blah, blah, blah. What must I put? Born again? They know nothing about that. I'm a believer in Christ. I've been saved. I got saved and I go into heaven. They know nothing about that. Where are you? We are talking about now reality. It's Christ in the life. What are you going to do with this truth? What are you going to do with this person? What are you going to do with this work? This is the test. This is the test. And you are going to make a decision. A decision when you leave. It's just, I'm going through the motion again. No, you know, I haven't come to this place in years. Apologize, Brother Tony. But I feel we are losing something. Something is slipping away. And what is slipping away? The dignity of what Christianity is. And we need to turn to the cross again and see this man suffering for you and for me. That he came to teach that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I want to live an abundant life. I want to live in the good of what God has secured for me in Christ. Why should I live second class? I want the best. And God has given us the best. And I tell God, I want it. I want the best. And the best you can have is Christ. Don't be fooled with the mirage in the West. It's a smoke screen. It's passing. It's transient. Indeed, it's only Jesus will stand. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What do you want, young people? What do you want? I have I have a cell phone too. Okay? I'm on the internet also. Sammy is teaching me some things about graphic and what's not. And I'm learning some things. You know, I'm an old man. But let me tell you this. An old man going to heaven. Hallelujah. Oh yes. I may not know many things. Bukhar took me down in his hole. Let me explain that. I went to Switzerland And Booker decided to take me on his job. I got there. They take me through all the eye check and everything. Went down in the elevator. 300 feet below the ground. It was like a city. A city. Booker showed me all this big collider and what it does. And I conclude. This is my conclusion. Booker is getting paid for something he knows. And he don't want to tell them the answer. But if he told them, they will not believe. He wants to find this God particle. Fine-tuning the system and what's not. I listened. I came up in the elevator singing, "Heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show it his handiwork." Indeed, because Booker knows, he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Let there be and there was. But Booker's getting paid. Getting paid. But I will say this. What are you going to do with the knowledge we have? The knowledge that God has given in his word. What kind of Christian you are going to be? Just, oh, he died for my sin. He suffered on the cross. All God waves and billows over him roll. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before his shearers is dumb. He opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. His life was cut off violently. It don't touch you. It don't affect your heart. That the cost to sing of your Redeemer who bled and died for you and rescued you, not for time, but for eternity. And now I want to close. We are going to look at Pilate. Remember, Jesus is on trial tonight. And you have to make a decision. Is it going to be normal? Is it going to be... I don't know if I should be serious. Hey, listen here. It's time to get out of that situation. And make a decision. We used to sing it. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. We need soldiers, brethren. We need soldiers. We need men. We need women. We need young people who decide to stand for Christ. Too much now. It's a cry, and the cry is, when will we wake up and realize the stake? Realize, indeed, this path is not for the faint-hearted. This path is a path of faith. And you have to come to this in your life. And say, listen, as a young man, let me get serious. As a young lady, I want to live for Christ. I want to be different. Let people know, I have decided to follow Jesus. I'm not ashamed to be a Christian, you know. I'm not ashamed. No matter where I go, I let people know. Because I know what he has done for me. I understand why the Apostle Paul says, it's a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And he says, I am chief. God saved the chief. And you can be saved. But let's go to Pilate, please. In John's Gospel, chapter 19. Because this is true of every individual before we meet Christ. And when we are confronted with him, he's on the cross. He's there for my sins and yours. He was delivered for our offenses. He, the just, was dying for the unjust. He took the guilty sinner's place. And there he is. And now Pilate is confronted with this man of the cross. Verse 7. It tells us, and the Jews answered him, "We have a law. And by our law he ought to die. Because he made himself the Son of God. He made himself the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He had no beginning. He's eternal Son. Do you know, beloved? It sounds simple, but it's deep. The Creator became a creature like us and was found in the fashion of a man and humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Consider him, Hebrews says. He endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now seated down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And you know what it says to us? Consider him, because we get offended easy. We give up easy. Listen, these are no times for that. These are times we have to hold on, because it won't be long. Jesus is coming soon. Let's go. He says in verse 8, when Pilate heard these things, he was afraid. The first thing, you know what happened? You're afraid. You're afraid. You're fearful to surrender to Christ. What would your friends say? If you get serious, what will your friends say? Your classmates, your neighbor, what will you say? You know, the brother mentioned that I am from Clark. I'm happy to be in Clark because God sent me there. My neighbor came over and she says, you know, welcome to the neighborhood. Was not. But I says, you know, very nice to be here. Tell you the Lord has opened the door. And I started witnessing already. I want them to know I'm a Christian. I want them to know where I stand. Even the mayor came to see me. And he told a chap, we have a preacher in Clark now. Hey, listen here. Are you ashamed of Christ? Do your schoolmates know you're a Christian? Eh? Or the chap next to you, or the young lady next to you, could you tell them, I'm getting serious tonight? Are you afraid of letting people know you're a Christian? Answer the question. Don't stay silent. Are you afraid to be a Christian? Well, let people know, I have made my stand with Christ. Okay? I don't have to go and burn down no place. I don't have to march. Listen, to be a Muslim, all you have to do is dress a certain way. To be a Hindu, you just put your little mark in the middle of your... Huh? So how will they tell you are Christian? You don't have, all of us have different shirts here. So, you couldn't tell. But it's by your life, by your character, people are going to know you are Christian. This is what we need. You know what moved my heart? I went to see my daughter in Atlanta when she lived there. And I went to Martin Luther King Museum, or what they call it. And you know what touched me? I saw all the dogs and all the stuff that they were trying to do. But what touched me was, when they showed that he got killed on the balcony, a man was taking his blood and scraping it up in a bottle. And I wept. Tears fell from my eyes. Because you know what I said? That blood helped a lot of black people. Help a lot of black people. There's certain place they couldn't go. Now I went down to Montgomery, Alabama. I all over the place in America. Well, listen. When it comes to the blood of Christ, is not only America. He is the savior of the world. It touches the lives. It changes lives. And no, Pilate was afraid. But the next thing happened, it tells us in verse 9. And went again into the judgment hall and said unto Jesus, whence art thou? Where you came from? And Jesus answered him, not a word. Where you came from, Jesus? The problem of unanswered questions. You think God is going to ask you a lot of questions? The first question he's going to ask, what have you done with my son, the Lord Jesus Christ? And I had a dear brother who was my mentor, used to say always, and I look for it in the scriptures, but it wasn't there. He used to say, the foolish man have more questions than a wise man could answer. I look in the scriptures, and I always thought it was scripture. It's not scripture, but I like the saying. I like the saying. Listen here. Indeed, there are some questions that people ask. Where Jesus come from? Or where Cain's wife came from? And the Bible is full of lies. Yes, it's full of lies. David told a lie. Indeed, also, not only David. Indeed, many lies is recorded in the scriptures. But every question you have, God is not going to answer until you come to Christ. So Pilate failed. And the same thing with Annas. The same thing with Caiaphas. The same thing with Herod. They're afraid. You are afraid to surrender publicly to Christ. Well, hey, tonight will be a different night. Tonight, every one of us will have to stand and see where you're putting your allegiance. The third thing it tells us is in verse 12. It says, hear what Pilate said in verse 11. Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me. Except this Pilate had said, don't you know I have power to crucify you or to release you? Jesus said unto him, you can have no power over me except it was given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee have the greater sin. And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. Did Pilate release him? Listen, good intentions are not good enough. Good intentions. Hey, I'm getting serious from tonight. I will surrender. I've given over to Christ. That's good intentions. Listen, we used to preach on the Brooklyn, in Brooklyn. Brother Tate could tell you. Open air. One day, this guy James, he was in crutches. And he came hobbling on his crutches and decided, he wants to be saved. I want to be saved. I've got to change my ways. Boy, he said, wow, his soul came in, boy. He really, really surrendered. He went to his house. James just had a bed. We took for him groceries. We took for him pots and pans and all kind of stuff and set up James, man. James got a dog, a German shepherd. About 2 weeks after, we went to see James, and the dog leaping at us. He said, James, tie the dog now, man. James just holding the dog, and the dog lunging at us. And he had good intentions. He was a phony. He wasn't real. And this is Pilate. He had good intentions to let Jesus go. No. What is your intentions tonight? This evening. What are your intentions? Search your heart. Before God. And before the cross of Christ. Then it tells us in verse 14. And it was the preparation of the Passover. And about the sixth hour, and he said unto the Jews, behold your king. Now for the Jews is king, but for us is Lord. And they touched on it. Brother John touched on it last night, or this morning, or sometime, about the Lordship of Christ. Listen, he has claims, he has rights, and he has authority over every one of us in this room, even the unsaved. He is Lord. And Peter said it on the day of Pentecost. Let the whole house of Israel know that God has made this same Jesus that you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. He said it too to Cornelius. Indeed, Cornelius, indeed, from the Italian band. Indeed, his king is Caesar. Oh yes, he says that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He is king over all they that rule, and he is Lord over all they that exercise lordship. And this is the point. Is Christ Lord of your life? Is not only accepting Jesus Christ as your savior. Is Lord, he must be master here. He must have the chain. Indeed, you heard about the soldier. Indeed, who was caught and was ready. Indeed, pinned on. And he says, a surrender, a surrender. And he asked, what is the terms of my surrender? Indeed, it shot back. Listen, unconditional. Unconditional surrender. Surrender to Christ. Surrender to him. He's Lord. He's Lord of my life. And I accept it wholeheartedly because I was lost, heading to the lake of fire. But he rescued me. And why he rescued me is because of love. I'm not a victim of the sword like Islam. I'm a victim of love. Christ loved me. And gave himself for me. Died on the cross. And the apostle Paul says, that you may know the love of Christ that passeth all understanding. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, nakedness, peril, sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. It tells us the love of Christ constrains us. Embrace us. Oh, I tell you, I'm loved. I'm loved. I've been married for 44 years. My wife told me last night she loved me. But let me tell you this. If she said it or not, I am loved. And I'll walk in the dignity of that. I am loved. I am cared for. I was died for. And my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Never to be erased. Won't you shout for joy? Shout for joy. You know how much people lost their job in COVID? Had something secure. Nothing is secure until you are in Christ. And let me close, because I have a problem of preaching too long. Let me close. You know what they said? Remember, that deceiver said. In the Matthew's Gospel, you could read it, chapter 27. Remember, that deceiver said, in 3 days, he will rise again. You better seal the tomb, Pilate, and make sure that deceiver don't get up. Indeed, because the last error will be worse than the first. Praise God. He was the true Samson. He took the bars, he took the gate, he took the post, and he ran up a hill. The Lord Jesus, in dying, slew death. He spoiled principalities and powers. Make an open show of them. This same Jesus, whom they nailed to the cross, buried in the tomb. I will tell you this, we had it this morning, indeed, about the stone was taken away. And where you have taken my Lord. Listen, I want you to know. A new day has been dawned. A new day has come in. Because of the resurrection of Christ. He is risen. Why seek ye the living among the dead. He's not here. He's risen. Listen, we are presented to you. We have put Jesus on trial. What is your verdict? All of us have to come in with a verdict. I've been to court, not for a crime. They asked me to come because of a young chap. And when the judge, bear with me, when the judge said, "Mr. Baptiste, take the stand." She said, "Before you take the stand, I would like to hear from his mother." When I tell you, the mother began to cry. Tears. "Your Honor, I don't know what to do with this boy." It was a real theatrical performance. The policewoman started to cry. You look over there, the policemen begin to cry. The judge begin to cry. And the prosecutor saying to me, "What is this, a church? This is a church. This is a courthouse. A courthouse. The boy is guilty." You know the judge said, "Mr. Baptiste, I'll send him home with you. He must come to your young boys group and monitor him." And the guy walked out of the court. But I said to the judge, "Your Honor, the prosecutor's brother come to our young men's meeting. And he can tell you about it. He didn't like what I said because it kind of helped the judge in a decision." So outside of the court, he came to me, he says, "Listen here. This church business you're bringing into this court, you know, this boy's supposed to be locked up, thrown in jail, and somebody swallowed the key." You know what it brought to me? How merciful God is. The grace of God that brings with it salvation has appeared unto all men. We know the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we might be enriched. I'm no pauper, brethren. I'm no pauper. I may not have much in here, but I have him here. I'm rich in Christ. And this is what he wants for every one of you. He is alive. What is your verdict? Would you send him to the cross? Would you say, "We don't want the teaching"? Would you say, "Listen, Son of God, blasphemy"? Pilate, with his good intentions. Or you will say, like Herod, "All I want to see is the miracles. I'm not interested in your teaching or your person. I just want the benefits." You know, it's, and let me close. Now, I want to say this to the young people. I was not brought up in a Christian home. My parents brought me to the United States of America when I was a teenager. I was angry. I left my friends. I left the place that I grew up. And I remember going on the plane. Never was on a plane before.
And I had a kitchen towel. And I was crying, going to the plane. Land in New York. My mother, my sisters, my brothers. I was lonely. Very lonely. As a young man, I had accomplished much. But my life was empty. I had what the world wanted, but my life was empty. And there was a brother I knew on the job I was working. And I tell him, I need my life changed. I cannot continue with this. There's something missing. And he sent me down to Clarkson Avenue. And I went to a hopper cab. And I went down. I needed help. And that night, Watson Duncanson took me home. 480 Marion Street in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn. He led me to Christ right in his station wagon. Oh, I tell you, I've never been the same. All I can say is better felt than felt. Just surrender to Christ. Open your heart. Give your life to him. And you will see what the Lord will do with your life. Give him a chance, please. Take your keys, hand it over to him. Let him run your life. You will never regret it the rest of your life. Brother Iman. Now all of you are standing. Those who don't want to stand for Christ could take a seat. I'll repeat. Those who don't want to take a stand tonight for Christ, take a seat. May I beg you then, if you don't want to make a stand for Christ, take your seat. By standing up, you are saying, I am going to stand for Christ. If you have walked away from the Lord, tell him. If you want to dedicate yourself to Christ or surrender to Christ tonight, here we are. Come and speak to us. This is very important. This is where the devil starts the fight. And the fear comes in. And the unanswered questions. And the good intentions. And will I surrender to Christ? Let's close in prayer.